Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Your faith has made you well. Who has heard that before? Who knows this story? Who's going to tell us what it means? So, I could deploy a whole bunch of bumper sticker slogans for what's going on in here, but I'm just going to give you one to think about. Have the attitude of gratitude. Jesus is talking about some important stuff here in this passage from Luke. And there are some signals that Jesus' ministry is going to extend beyond Israel to the wider community. And that is given to us with the identification of the Samaritan. But this isn't some kind of passage that should be used by people who want to say that God is replacing one group of people, the Jews, with another, the Gentiles. That is not what's going on here. Instead, Jesus is calling on us to be grateful, each and every one of us. And we can look at this passage and perhaps we might think it's a little bit weird. You know, Jesus is wandering around and all of a sudden a group of lepers show up. Well, lepers traveled in groups. They lived in groups. They lived outside of the community because they were deemed to be highly contagious. And there was a folk belief that leprosy was a divine punishment, and you never wanted to get involved with that kind of thing. So the lepers were banding together, and they called out to Jesus, and that was a recognition of Jesus' work as a miracle worker. People knew what Jesus did. And so they called him for mercy, hoping that he might be able to help them. And Jesus did. He told them to go talk to the priests, and the priests would give them their certificate that they'd been made well. Now, this, of course, required a leap of faith on their part, because the priests, who were part of the Jewish community, were not very fond of the Samaritans, and the Samaritans were not very fond of the Jews. But Jesus told them, you need to go talk with the priests. And to their credit, the group went to talk to them. And then this weird thing happens. I want to thank Brian for his lovely diction and reading of the passage, but none of the outrage that Jesus seems to feel was shared in that reading. So, then Jesus asked, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? There's sarcasm going on. There is some pique. Jesus seems to be annoyed with the 9 who just kept on going. When none of them was found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner, he said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. So this one person who was not part of the community recognized what Jesus had done. And he thanked Jesus. He thanked Jesus. Now, we live in a society where there is a certain level of entitlements, and my views need to be heard, and you need to do what I want, and do everything. And we see it on TV, we see politicians, we see sports figures and celebrities, and this mantra is communicated over and over and over again. I'm entitled. I remember a scene in Family Ties that showed back in the 1980s where Alex was bringing his little brother to daycare. And Alex was, of course, very conservative, and he didn't like all of these crunchy ideas that his parents, who were very liberal, were instilling in their little children. And so he didn't want his little brother to be polluted by daycare. And he was upset that they were learning how to share. And so he sent his little brother to school wearing a sign that said, "I know what's mine." And frankly, we all have had moments in that in our lives where we know it's ours. And we want everyone to recognize that. And if we get a little bit more, that would be good too. That's not a good way to live life. When Jesus is calling us to be grateful, Jesus is not looking for someone to say, "Hey, Jesus, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it." What Jesus wants from us is that we recognize the gifts we have received from God. Who in this room can claim to be responsible for their being born? No hands. That's good self-awareness. But it's true. You had nothing to do with the fact that you were born. And yet you're enjoying the gift of life. And I know that life can be difficult sometimes. And we have to deal with loss and pain. But we're still alive. And on a beautiful day, we can enjoy the sunshine and the changing colors of the leaves and the brisk fall air. And some of us will be going on the crop walk later on. And that will be an opportunity for us to enjoy some of God's creation here in the Upper Valley. Will we say thank you? Will we have that thought in our head? God, thank you. I get to enjoy the sunlight coming through the windows here. I also get to look at the fire station, and I'm thankful for the firefighters in our community who keep us safe. Saying that we should be grateful can be a cliche, and I don't want us to reduce this important impulse to a bumper sticker. I really think it's important for us to take this call to gratitude seriously. To think about it as being a spiritual discipline, as being one of the ways we worship God. You don't have to be here this morning. You are all countercultural. And I thank God for that. I thank God that you're not at home watching the news programs or having leisurely brunch or watching the Home Shopping Network or any of the other myriad things you could do. Instead, you have come here to this community to be with other followers of Jesus Christ. I give thanks for that. Not just because I want to hear myself preach, but because what this church does, what the church represents, means something to the community. And I think that our community would be much poorer without it. Now, I know that not everybody who works in the Universal Church has been covering himself with glory. And there are people who've done some bad things. And there are some people who've done some stupid things. But I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. And we should recognize there are lots of churches that are not only preaching the gospel, but are following it. That's what you're all doing. So I participate in this clergy sermon workshop most weeks. And the two Anglican priests who run this were talking about this message of gratitude. And one of them asked, how do we avoid saying something trite? How do we avoid basically devolving into a Monty Python skit? And some of you may have seen the movie Life of Brian. If you have not. So there is this very scatological skit at the end of the movie where Brian, not Brian here, but Brian in the movie, and two others are being crucified. And they start singing the song, "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life," which is a ridiculous song. And I'm not going to ask Ernie to play it for us, but it's a peppy, jaunty tune, and it's completely inappropriate. But that's sort of the Pollyannish view of, okay, I'm going to say everything's great. I've got a lot to be grateful for, even though I'm being killed right now. But life can be challenging, and we're not going to be crucified. And maybe we've got trouble paying the bills, or it's tuition, or we worry about our health. But we do have things for which we should be grateful. And if we immiserate ourselves by focusing on everything that's gone wrong, and we think we deserve more, we will never be happy. I'm going to make that blanket statement. If we immiserate ourselves, we will never be happy. And maybe we'll feel good for a moment. Oh, yeah, I told him or her what's up. I set them straight. And then we can march back off and sit in a corner and sulk. Sulking is not going to give us the fulfillment we're looking for. We need to work to build the kind of world we want to live in. And we're not going to be able to succeed by ourselves. We need to work with others. And we need to ultimately trust in God to inspire us and to guide us. So I entitled today's message, Finding Faith in Surprising Places. And I'm not going to tell you what those surprising places are. We each have our own surprising places. And they could be in our families, they can be in our places of work, they can be in our communities. For the ancient Israelites, it could have been in Babylon. The surprising places are everywhere. Maybe they're on the road, running into a bunch of lepers, people who've been ostracized, people who need us to recognize their humanity. Think about that. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the many gifts you have given us. We thank you for the gift of gratitude. We thank you for the many other gifts with which we have been blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.